This is WKAR, I'm Karel Vega. In the latest development in the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal, two former Michigan State University officials were in court today. Former Dean of MSU's College of Osteopathic Medicine, William Strample, was in Ingham County Circuit Court to receive a sentencing on crimes he committed in relation to the Nassar case, as well as his own crimes of sexual misconduct. And ex-MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klages was in the same courtroom in an attempt to have a felony charge of lying to law enforcement during the investigation into Nassar thrown out. Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth was at the Ingham County Circuit Court this morning and has the latest on both cases. Thanks for joining us, Shayna.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with former MSU Dean William Strample. How did his sentencing conclude?
With him going to jail. Essentially, Strample will now be spending a year in jail, minus I think he had one day for time served. And this is essentially the culmination of time for all three of the charges that he was convicted of. So to kind of break it down, he was convicted of two misdemeanors for essentially failing to properly oversee Larry Nassar. He got a year each for each of those charges. And then he was also convicted of a felony for essentially misconduct in office. And this is where women came forward and said that he essentially used his office as a public official in order to try and solicit sexual favors from them. He got 11 months on that charge. And how it works is he will be serving his sentence concurrently, which means he is serving everything all at once. So instead of like 1 year and then another year and then 11 months, he's basically serving it all at once, which means he's going to spend a year in jail minus the one day.
And what were some of the reactions you saw in regard to Strample's sentencing?
It was interesting. It was a pretty crowded courtroom. It was kind of hard to tell exactly who was there for Strample, who was there for Klages, who was there for both. There were some people wearing teal in the viewing audience, but really they seemed pretty happy with Judge Dragonchuk's decision. And her decision actually goes above and beyond what his sentencing guidelines recommended. The sentencing guidelines are essentially the mathematical equation, if you will, that takes a bunch of different factors and says, okay, for this crime, this person should actually serve, in Strample's case, 0 to 6 months. And she went above and beyond that. So people seem to respond well to that. Judge Dragonchuk made some very interesting statements. She essentially told Strample that she was disappointed that he didn't even at least express some level of remorse for what he did. You know, she said, you don't have to say that you're guilty, but you don't even express any sort of remorse that you had this impact on these women's lives. And at some points there was a brief attempt at applause, but I think they probably got a very stern look from the court officer who likes to keep everything very calm and not rowdy in the courtroom. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it seemed as though between the courtroom and on Twitter, people were happy that she went above and beyond what his guidelines were recommending.
Let's move on to ex-MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klages. She was in court trying to get her charges thrown out. Was she successful?
She was not. And essentially what was going on with her is that her preliminary exam was not too long ago, and she's been charged with a felony and a misdemeanor. And the district court judge said, okay, I have found enough evidence here for you to go to trial on this felony charge, and the misdemeanor charge was going with it. And Klages' attorney said, look, the district court judge got this one wrong, and that we should not be having a trial on this felony charge, and that the felony charge should be thrown out. And the judge disagreed. There were a couple of different, you know, very legalese arguments being made, you know, that there's one being that there's not enough evidence, another being that if officers didn't say which specific crime Klages was they were investigating when they spoke with Klages. She's accused of lying to law enforcement. But really what it broke down to is that, again, Judge Joyce Dragonchuk said that the district court judge did what she was supposed to do. She found enough facts for this to go to trial, and that was good enough for her.
And there's still one more former MSU official making their way through the court. That's going to be former university president Luana Simon. What's her status right now?
That is the case that has just been really dragging out there. She is still in the preliminary exam phase. So we're still waiting to hear from a district court judge on whether or not there's enough evidence for her case to go to trial. That's been going on for months. There has been sporadic hearing dates for this preliminary exam. I think we were up to 7 or 8 of those hearing dates. And that finally wrapped up as far as the evidentiary portion. And then that district court judge said that she wanted each side to brief her on why they think the case should go forward or shouldn't go forward. And then she would make a decision once she got those briefs and consider that along with the transcript of that preliminary exam. So I honestly would not expect any sort of new news coming out of that or any decision coming out of that, maybe for another month or two.
Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth tracks politics stories around the state. You can listen to her reporting here on WKAR, and you can follow her on Twitter. She's at Shayna_R. Shayna, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
This is WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region.